forms of macaroni. Hainu tchilato bisar besofos sufkinim v'chayavin v'chalal m'vachin olam ha'motzi. V'chein ubli asar ha'modades tchilato sufkinim besofos isa shapiyato v'lo mashke v'chayavin v'chalal m'motzi kem v'chayavin v'chalal v'adin ha'motzi.
The word has a ha'motzi effect.
Yes. They say on the Maharam Gutenberg that he wouldn't eat any of this stuff without bread. In other words, if he ever was faced, since Rabbeinu Tam's opinion was that on all these forms of pasta you make a motzi lechem in ha'aretz, then if you have a spaghetti dinner, he would take a roll on the side and wash and make sure that he
take care of all the problems.
They take care of all the problems. These bread machines, do they get impression of the motzi?
It's bread, it's enough.
Yeah, but you don't need it. You don't need it.
The machine needs it. You don't have to need it.
If we've got to get a solution. So the bagel situation, the bakery.
The bagel situation. There's a machlokas. The psak halacha is, according to most opinions, that a bagel is a motzi lechem in haaretz. Certainly, Rabbeinu Tam, it's a motzi. And since it's the majority of opinions on bagels is that it's a motzi. Sorry, but that's.
I think the rabbi is going to say it's all right.
There's also an aspect of these baked goods where they introduce other ingredients, like
we haven't come to things like cakes, which have sweet other ingredients.
Are you walking through some of these bakeries and you can buy tomato bread?
Yeah, well, we have to come to that. At the moment, we've raised two serious problems. One is what constitutes the flour for bread. And we eliminated oatmeal last time. And today we're raising the problem that the bread itself doesn't have to be baked according to Rabbeinu Tam's opinion. It's a machlokas harishani, but according to Rabbeinu Tam's opinion, you need to make a motzi lechem in ha'aretz on all forms of pasta, with the exception, perhaps, of thin noodles or noodles that are used in soups. So therefore, according to Maharam Yerutberg, it's best always have a spare roll or bagel handy and make a motzi to avoid all
problems. I was in Rehovot one time in the Shabbos afternoon. He spent the whole afternoon just what to do with pizza. I mean, the kids would go up, you know, at motzi Shabbos. That was their form of entertainment. You have to go ahead and make a motzi. So it's a problem because they're serious about problems. I don't know what that's.
Well, we'll come to that. But presumably, pizza is a motzi lechem.
Pardon me?
Presumably, it's also a motzi.
I'm not going to say who pizza is.
You're getting the wrong answers here.
Okay.
Now let's return to the Gemara that we learned at the very beginning and get a summary of that. Let's return. Remember, we have the case of the croutons. So rather than go through all the positions of the Rishonim, let me read you the summary of that Rabbeinu Yonah brings. Al kein ni'ar l'mori harav. I'm reading from Rabbeinu Yonah on the riff on our Gemara. Sheshlosha dinim chalukim. That there are three separate types of laws. Hecha shehu muvushal. If you break up some bread and you actually cook the bread, in other words, you take some croutons and put it in the soup over the fire and you're cooking. Im yesh befusot kezayit, mevarech aleim remotzi v'sholosh brachot. In other words, if the bread pieces that you put into the soup are sufficiently large, they don't lose their identity even if they're cooked. V'im ein befusot kezayit, if the pieces of bread, like the croutons that you buy in the store, which is less than a kefayah, aval gav the mechsi, the ikale, teruta de nama, if you're cooking them, even though they might seem to have the appearance, eino mevarech ala belavoy, meaning the zanot kevan shehu mevushal, lo toar lechem lo. Once it's cooked in the pot, on the fire, then it loses its identity. Vehecha she'eino mevushal, elo shehu mechubar idei dvash o morach, boli shum bishul, if you simply put the croutons into the soup on the table, אם יש בפוסות כזית מברך על המוציא, אין בפוסות כזית ואין בהם תואר לחם מברך על המזון. אבל אם יש בהם תואר לחם, אף על פי שאין בהם כזית מברך על המוציא. והיכה שאינו לא מבושה ולא מקובה, אלא שהוא פירורים לבדם, they're just bread crumbs themselves, but they're not mixed with anything else, not put into the soup, nor cooked on the fire, אף על פי שאין בהם כזית ואין בהם תואר לחם, שהם דקים ביותר מברך על המוציא בשלוש ברכות, שכיוון שהוא פת בפני עצמו, אינו יוצא לעולם מתורת פת. וזה שלא כדבר רבנו חנן לצה. So according to the summary of the laws of רבנו יונה, if you take some matzo meal and not mix it with anything and just eat it, for example, or matzo crumbs or things like that, bread crumbs, then it's also a moci lechem in the heart. It loses its status of bread, it loses its identity, either if it's broken up into small pieces and put into the soup, or if it's actually cooked and has small pieces. And to repeat this, I'll read again basically the same summary that the Mishnah Berurah reads.
So the Krishna Masa. So on Pesach, so but the fried masa broken up into small pieces, smaller than the diet. Would not, again, it's mixed up with eggs, so that would not be.
If it's cooked,
right.
Matzah fry, you would get matzah. So that you would not make a botulaki.
Chavitza, akdim lezeh ha-seif akdamak tzera, v'hud b'yesh b'zeh shalosha ufanim. Pat shepirer lepirurim u'bishalo. If you broke something up into crumbs and cooked it, talui b'ze ema pirurim gedolim sheyesh b'hem kezayit lo nitpatel mehem shein pat afilu im al yedei bishul azal mehem tor alechem ve'ein im ein b'hem kezayit afilu im nera sheyesh alem tor alechem v'varei v'varei b'nei mezonot v'shem tafshir alechem. So in other words, matzah knedlach, matzah bry, which is made up of pieces less than a kezayit, anything that's mixed up with a liquid and actually cooked or fried or something like that, loses its identity. אם לא בשלו, רק שפירר בקערה ונתחברו הפירים יחד. If you now take broken pieces of matzah and put them into the soup, or croutons and put them into the soup, על ידי דבש המרק, אם יש עדיין עליהם תואר לחם, מברך עליהם המוציא אפילו אין בי הפירורים גזל. ואם אין בהם תואר לחם, מבורך עליהם בורי מיני מזונות, אלא אם כן היה בגורים כזל.
Can I stop a minute? Yes. About a tegla, that's oil.
Yeah.
It's thrown into a lot of honey and so forth.
But that's not made out of bread, is it?
Yeah, it's made out of dough.
Yeah, dough.
Oiled dough. It's just like oil.
According to Rabbeinu Tam, you mean? According to...
Right, he said it, but with like oil.
We're not talking about actual bread. We're not talking about dough. Well, we're talking about something like French toast, for example.
Okay. Matzah in this case is already
matzah is already bread.
French toast, since it retains its appearance of bread.
And since the pieces are bigger than a kezayit, therefore it's a motzi lechem
minhag. Definitely. Sure. Anybody have any questions? Sure.
What?
It started as bread.
The question here is, does something lose its identity as bread? And that, he says that there are three alternatives. One alternative is if it's not cooked and not mixed with the liquid at all, then it retains its identity no matter how small the crumbs. If it is cooked, then it depends upon the size. More than a kezayis, it doesn't lose its identity. Less than a kezayis, it does lose the identity. And then the intermediate case, then
Rashi said it still has the power of
right.
So it's cumulative, not particularly the size of pieces, like stuffing.
No, it's the size of the individual pieces.
Pieces.
size of the individual pieces. In other words, if you make bread stuffing,
she does what she wants.
If you're actually cooking the bread, then it depends on the size of the piece. If you're not cooking the bread, if you made bread stuffing which wasn't cooked, you put it into the turkey after the turkey was baked, but the bread itself was not cooked, then it depends upon the size and the question of loss of identity.
But here, in the case of stuffing, the size has been, the things are originally broken up. But when we make it pushed together in a mass, so it is joined together.
So then, what if you lost its form?
But it lost its form. That's exactly what you're saying. They come together like honey, and I didn't take up. This is actually take up, made out of bread pieces rather than uncooked flour. Im yesh adayin aleihem tor lechem. In other words, if the stuffing is such that you can identify the individual pieces of bread, you make a motzi, even though the individual pieces are less than a kizayin.
Exactly.
What do you mean?
It's a very...
Yeah, of course. You mean... That's a matter of the judgment call. And then, of course, as I said, so that's the summary of that. So we've seen how bread can lose its identity. Now, the next time, we will take up your question, what happens with pata, baba, kismin, and various other side ingredients that go into bread, and we'll still use the same handout to go back earlier. I'm reading the Gemara a little bit out of order. Logically, I think this is correct. Okay, now let's see. I think there'll be two more shiurim next week in Yotz Hashem, and then the following week, and then we take the long break, because I probably will do it at the start of the month of January. But we also have to have a system about snow emergencies. Will you be in charge of that, Alan? I mean, do you have everybody's telephone number?
I am.
Can there ever be an emergency?
Suppose there was a foot of snow, then we would cancel this year.
Why did we cancel
it? Well,
he
doesn't have to go anywhere.
That's true. I can stay here.
It's our obligation to get here.
Okay. I don't believe that.